Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
We're here today with Dr. Anthony Lowen, general surgeon at New Life Clinic here in Huron. Dr. Lowen, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here talking about a great topic.
Yeah, right. It is March, which is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and that has a little bit to do with what you do as a general surgeon. Yep. Introduce yourself a little bit. Most people know you, but if you'd introduce who you are and maybe a little bit of what a general surgeon does and how colonoscopies come into play there.
Yep. I am Anthony Lowen. I grew up in Huron, went to medical school here in South Dakota, did some residency training in general surgery in North Dakota, and also out in Denver. I moved back here, and as a general surgeon, I certainly do a lot of different things, but one of those is colorectal cancer screening in the form of a colonoscopy.
Great. Most of us know what a colonoscopy is. Those of us who are out there that may not have had one yet, there's a lot of questions that surround colonoscopies. Mm-hmm. It's not probably everybody's favorite thing, but we're here today to maybe talk about why it's really not that bad.
So colon cancer, like many cancers, is a very scary thing. There are really bad cancers and there are not so bad cancers. Colon cancer is one that is right in the middle. Colon cancer is very common in the United States. And if found early, it's very treatable. Sometimes if it's a very small cancer, it can just be removed during a colonoscopy. If it's a little bit bigger, it may require surgery. But if it hasn't spread outside the colon to the lymph nodes or elsewhere in the body, all we have to do is remove the cancer. Sometimes patients don't even have to have chemotherapy. But if it has spread beyond the colon into the lymph nodes elsewhere in the body, sometimes it does require surgery, radiation, and sometimes it might not even be treatable. The prevalence of colon cancer combined with the importance that we find it early leads to us doing things called screening. And the gold standard for that is with a colonoscopy, essentially where we put a camera up through the bottom and we look in the colon for colon cancer or precancerous things.
Okay, so when you are looking for colon cancer, obviously as a general surgeon, you know what that looks like. We've heard the term polyps before. So sometimes as a patient, we might hear that there have been polyps removed. Does that mean that's cancer, or is that something that you could see as a potential to develop into cancer?
So certainly when people think about colonoscopies, they think about, oh, I've got to get checked for colon cancer. And that's absolutely true. More commonly than finding colon cancer on a colonoscopy is we find something called colon polyps. Most of these colon polyps are not cancer. They are what we call precancerous. Now, if we find them, they're oftentimes small, less than a centimeter most of the time. During a colonoscopy, we remove those. The thought is that if we find these precancerous polyps or these little bumps on the colon that are progressing toward cancer at a very slow rate, if we find them when they're small, we just snip those off. We remove them during a colonoscopy, and they'll never, ever have the opportunity to turn into cancer down the road. We believe that colon cancer is a 100% preventable disease by finding these polyps before they ever get the chance to turn into cancer and removing them then and there.
If I am a person who has polyps, I don't necessarily know that, right? We talk about other cancers like breast cancer and skin cancer, and we tell people to look for those signs and symptoms. Are there usually signs and symptoms of colon cancer in those early stages?
That's the scary part. Early stage colon cancer and small polyps oftentimes are completely clinically silent. By the time patients start having symptoms of colon cancer or really large colon polyps, sometimes it's gotten so big that we have to do surgery or do something a lot more invasive than just a simple colonoscopy.
Sure. So by starting early and screening regularly, what are the recommendations for that?
So certainly there's two categories of patients. There's average risk, which is the vast majority of the population. The recommendation is that we start routine screening colonoscopies at the age of 45. Now, certainly patients that are at higher risk are those that have family members that had colon cancer or some other genetic predispositions that would increase the likelihood of having a colon cancer early. Those patients typically will start at a little bit earlier than 45, but it all depends on a number of variables.
So the best way to find out if you have maybe some of those predispositions, obviously family history, mm-hmm. is that through your primary care provider and chatting with mm-hmm. them about those? And maybe what are some of those, if there's a general understanding of what some of those predispositions might be?
So certainly we talk about modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors. Not to get too in-depth with it, but the biggest factor is your family history of either advanced polyps or of colon cancer, especially in first-degree relatives and especially at diagnoses made less than 60 years old. Certainly that can change when your first colonoscopy and how frequently you get those colonoscopies. There are some other things that are what we call modifiable risk factors, things that you can change about your own health to decrease your likelihood of developing polyps or cancer. That we don't know as much about, but probably the biggest, most top thing that patients can do is if you are a smoker, don't smoke.
Definitely. Okay, so screening at 45 and up for the general population, and then those people with risks potentially lower depending on what your primary care provider might mm-hmm. Recommend. So we talked through what a colonoscopy is. Can you walk me through start to finish?
The first step to getting a colonoscopy, oftentimes that your primary care provider will keep track of this for you, but oftentimes you'll be sent to somebody that performs colonoscopies. In our clinic, we see patients for an initial consultation. We sit down, we review your medical history, your medications that you're on, and any other pertinent medical history that you have. Then we talk about it. We talk about the details of the procedure, and then we also talk about the bowel prep. Now, once we've gone all through that, the process of actually getting the colonoscopy is the easy part. Once you've completed your bowel prep, you just come into the hospital, you get checked in, you go back to a private room where they get you ready for your colonoscopy. They'll have you change into a gown. They'll start an IV in your arm or your hand, because that is how we give you the sedation. Unless a patient specifically requests no sedation, you will be made comfortable during your colonoscopy. When your time is up, we'll go back to the endoscopy suite. We'll give you medicine to make you comfortable and relaxed, and most people just fall asleep. Then we do the procedure, you wake up, you go back to the same room you started in, and I come in and tell you what we found.
So if I have scheduled my appointment and I have a date on the calendar and I'm beginning to start that prep, what is that prep like?
Sure. So on the day before your colonoscopy is the infamous bowel prep. In part of our prep, we go over that with you. We talk through it, but we also provide written instructions. Now, every provider's bowel prep has a little bit different pieces to it. There's designated types of bowel preps. But what we use in our clinic is something called a Miralax-based prep. Miralax is just an over-the-counter stool softener. Normally, you just take a little cap fill mixed with water, and it helps soften your stool if you have constipation. For us, we have you do the whole bottle. You pour the whole bottle in a pitcher and mix it up with either water or Gatorade or any other clear liquid that you want to drink, usually in the evening or the afternoon on the day before your colonoscopy. You mix it up and you drink a glass every 15 minutes or so until it's gone. Typically, within 1 to 2 hours, it's coming out the other end. The other part of this is that on that whole day before your colonoscopy, you can't eat anything. You're on what we call a clear liquid diet. So that's water, Gatorade, broth. We even let patients have some coffee as long as there's no creamer in it. Teas, clear jellos, popsicles, things like that. We don't want new stool being formed while we're trying to flush out the system. At midnight, nothing more to drink because in the morning you're going to have sedation. In the morning you wake up, typically take your regular medications with just enough water to get them to go down, and then you come into the hospital and away we go.
Okay, so when I'm done with my colonoscopy and you're coming in to tell me how it went, if you've needed to remove any polyps, what next? Is it a pretty easy recovery, if you will? What can I expect after a colonoscopy?
So after a colonoscopy, you're pretty much going to be awake within 15 to 30 minutes. You'll probably be tired, a little bit groggy, but you're still awake. You can talk on the phone. You can text your friends. I come and talk to everyone and tell them what we found. But afterwards, you just have to take the rest of the day off. Because you receive sedation, there's certain parameters that we can't let you do. Now, certainly we don't go home with you and make sure you don't do these things, but the recommendations are for the rest of the day, no driving a car, no operating heavy machinery, no signing legal documents. We recommend not going shopping, especially on Amazon, but for some people, they can't avoid it. Most patients go home and they take a nap because really there's nothing else to do. They wake up in the afternoon, they pretty much feel completely normal. The next day, after you go to bed, wake up, you're pretty much everything is back.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for visiting with us today and sharing all that information. If anyone out there is in need or they go, oh my gosh, I turned 45 last year and I haven't even thought about this. We do have three providers in our community providing colonoscopies. We have yourself, Dr. Anthony Lowen, Dr. Nathan Lowen, and Dr. Terry Larson. If they were to want to get a hold of you here at New Life Clinic, how would a patient do that?
The easiest way is to call. Or you can just pop in through the front door and talk to our friendly front desk staff.
Well, thanks so much for your information and all the education you provided today.
Great to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.